morning. My guest this morning is Craig Corona, and he is going to be appearing at the Glaser Center on the 24th of this month at 7:30, and we're going to talk to him now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are going to be performing with another performer, and you guys are going to be manifesting Jim Croce and Joni Mitchell. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And I'm very glad that I'm doing the Jim Croce part.
That's right. It would call on you for a lot, right? Amy Wigdon, by the way, is doing the Joni part. So talk a little bit about yourself and your roots and so on. You told me before we started the interview that you've just come to live in Sonoma County.
Yeah, I just came here in May. I've been living in Colorado for the last 25 years, where I've been writing and performing music for that long. Originally, I'm from New York, where I first started playing and doing music, and been influenced by folk music and country and bluegrass. Uh-huh.
What made you choose Jim Croce to do a show about? Was Jim Croce... when did Jim Croce die? I'm wondering how long he's been gone.
1973.
73, yeah. So you were not very old then.
No. My dad, one of my biggest influences, or a couple of my biggest influences of music were John Denver, Jim Croce, and Cat Stevens. When I was young, my dad had an 8-track player, and I would put on the huge oversized Radio Shack headphones.
Yeah.
And one of the albums I would listen to probably ad nauseum was Photographs and Memories. And it kind of got ingrained in me and became one of my big influences on my own writing and performing.
We don't hear much about Jim Croce lately. It seemed like he was sort of the prototype of the performer that jumped to an incredibly high point and then had untimely death and complete disappearance.
Yeah, well, he only had 5 studio albums that came out. And he really didn't hit it till right near the end of his life, unfortunately. He was held back a lot by rushing into contracts and signing things they probably shouldn't have signed as quickly.
Oh, really?
So it really kept him down. He was really pretty much playing college circuits and small bars and stuff like that for a long time before he made it bigger on TV and started doing more of it towards his later career.
And you kind of grew up in some of those small bars, right?
I did. My parents owned a small country western bar, of all things, on Long Island. About the time of the Urban Cowboy, when country got really popular. That's the first place that a songwriter named Tom Russell that we talked about earlier actually convinced my parents to let me get up on stage and sing a few of his tunes with him.
Oh, that's great. And do you still sing Tom Russell songs in your own
repertoire? I do have a couple of Tom Russell songs that I still sing when I'm out performing. I haven't run into him since that time, but I know he tours around the area. Either open for him or at least go and see him.
I don't think he must not make very extensive tours because it doesn't seem like he shows up around here very often.
He's a lot in the Midwest. I've seen him down in New Mexico and Colorado, and I think he does a lot of European stuff as well. I know he's been over there touring Ireland and that area right now.
So, Craig, what are your plans for your own career?
Well, I just released a new CD last year called About Time, and of all original music, and I do a lot of these cover tunes shows, I also intend on doing a lot of my own music and doing some more writing and possibly releasing another album probably within the next year or so.
Any thoughts about someone else whose work you might cover?
You know, I love a lot of, I do a 2-hour John Denver tribute show that I haven't done out here yet. And also Townes Van Zandt, very, very up on
perfect.
His music as well.
Perfect. Well, we're going to be hearing from you, I know. Thanks very much, Craig.
And let me tell you
once again that at the Glaser Center on August the 24th, that's Saturday night, Jim Croce and Joni Mitchell as performed by Craig Corona and Amy Wigdon. For information, well, it's easy. You can get your tickets either at the Last Record Store or online at brownpapertickets.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.